Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Guardians of the Galaxy mood.
Oh, okay. Is this a soundtrack?
Yeah.
I've seen the first one. I loved it, the first one. I don't think I've seen...
Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's good?
Yeah.
Is that the ride in Disney?
Yeah, it's also based off of the movie and the comic book.
Yeah, they didn't make a movie off the ride?
Related, yes.
So Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney, they made the movie off the ride, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the movie comes first and then the ride. I love that first movie. I don't know if I've stuck with them. How many are there, Guardians of the Galaxy?
There's three Guardians, but then there's also
this is what I mean.
Like, there's the holiday special.
No.
And then there's the whole galaxy of, you know, the Marvel universe.
Right? He's in that. Zoe Saldana is in that.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I love her.
Zero.
Check out Zoe Saldana.
Zoe. But Groot, I don't know what Groot.
Wait, do you
he's
know?
He's a tree.
Yeah,
or Groot is a tree.
Hold on, time out.
Yes, wait, Groot. Zoe from the cell phone commercials?
Yes.
Love her. I was just making sure we know Zoe Saldana. I forget who she plays, but she's in.
Doesn't matter who she plays, she's in it.
Yeah, I know. She's one of my top.
She's. I like when the commercials pop up. I've even actually rewound a few, like a loser.
By the way, she plays Gamora.
Okay? Yeah,
very sexy name, Gamora.
And she's also going to be, I'm assuming, in Avatar. She was in the last Avatar, right?
Avatar 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she was in all three. Or she's going to be in all three.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen Avatar?
I saw the first one, not the second one.
It's so good. Hop, are you into the Avatars? You know, my wife wants to go see that one. It's such a good movie. We saw it last in the theaters, and it's coming out, I think, in December, if I'm not mistaken.
Here's the problem is, this is one of the movies where in 2009 it was banging.
Yes.
And then they waited 15 years to basically put out the sequel.
It was so good. Yeah, you're right.
What are you looking at?
That movie.
No, it's so, you know, it's, yeah.
I saw that with one of my ex-girlfriends and her family, the first movie. That just shows you how long between movies. Like, 2009 is a long time ago. I remember seeing that at Lincoln Center with my ex-girlfriend at the time and her family.
Her family?
We
whole family came?
Yeah, I mean, they lived in the city. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little weird on a date.
Whatever. It wasn't a date. We were dating.
It just shows how serious they were.
Yeah, exactly.
And how
very comfortable around Sal.
We were dating. Yeah, they like me even better now.
I mean, that he's gone.
No. All right. So anyway, I saw that in 2009 with my ex girlfriend and her family. Uh-huh. Fast forward to the Avatar 2, and I'm seeing with my wife.
And like, your daughter can see that, right?
Now Avatar 3
that's
potentially.
Kids, right?
I think it's a little more.
Is it a little racy? Really?
I don't know about Racy. My daughter definitely, like, she's, you know, she's 4 years old. I don't think she can be following along with Avatar. That's like an adult.
And the first one, they did have a scene, but it was, like, very confusing. If you're a kid and watching that, you have no idea what they're
You've
doing.
Never seen
they
part...
They were pollinating each other,
have
basically.
You seen part two? Yeah, I like to pollinate Zoe Saldana. Yeah.
I tried. I turned it off.
What?
It's a four-hour movie. I think I watched like 20 minutes. I was like,
wait a second. It's 4 hours?
Wow. Well,
you got to be exaggerating. There's no way it's a four-hour movie.
It's close to it.
It's over two and a half for sure. But it's
2 hours and 30 minutes. Okay. And that's the edited version.
I would watch it again. Now, I don't know about if I could sit through all three,
mm-hmm.
but it's a nice escape. So I will be seeing that movie. Anyway, point is, Guardians of the Galaxy were not bad. That was a good movie. I wanted to get to another NFL thing before we have Boone coming up in about 13 minutes, and then we get a break as well. Make sure we get that in. We'll have Boone, 12 o'clock, you'll hear from him, the year-end press conference, Brian Cashman, then we'll follow. Little BT and Sal, Brian Cashman, bingo. Do you think the NFL is fixed?
No.
At all.
I don't.
I can make an argument that it is.
I know a lot of people can. Let's hear it. I don't believe that. I don't know if I'm convincing myself not to believe that, because if you start to believe that stuff, why would you watch anything, number one? But no, I do not. I believe there's some incompetence. I do not believe it's fixed.
How do you explain the call, and again, in favor of the Chiefs? Now, I am not a conspiracy theorist, and I was more in line with you forever. But then we have referees who are on the take and things happen and we know how much money's involved. And in the game the other night, Sunday Night Football, you had a play in which a flag was thrown far after the fact because it came from New York that there was something wrong with the play. And it just so happened that it was in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I'm not a believer in it being fixed. I can make a legitimate... How are you? Forget even that the Chiefs are involved. How are you having New York go to the officials who didn't call something with the play there out of nowhere? Like, I could see if New York fixes a call that was wrong, or, hey, let's just review it real quick. Was it a fumble? Was it an interception? Where is this coming from that New York, when nothing was seen incorrect on the field, that all of a sudden can insert their power and have a ref throw the flag on the play?
I don't mind that as much. Because to me, if you're going to have technology and we're going to have all these pauses and these delays as they go back and they looked at stuff, I would prefer to get it right. Now, I know what you're saying. It's a little different.
But like, when does it happen, though?
Well, it happened.
Why did it happen in the Jet? What did the ass push play?
Yeah. Did it happen in the Jet? It happened where, now, it wasn't of that magnitude. It's the Jets, so nobody cares. It wasn't a touchdown. It was either a fumble, was a knee down, something where they got in their headsets from New York, hey, this is what happened, and they very quickly fixed it. It's inconsistent. So that's number one. I'm with you on that. I don't like that.
If they did it for everything, I'd be fine with that.
Yep.
They don't do it for the tush push.
No, they don't. They don't. I don't know why.
Or others, by the way. Like, it's not just that one play.
I get it. Think about the first question you asked me.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Gio is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Gio, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's fixed. Now, my answer is no. I've always thought that the NBA is a little slanted I also think it's harder to fix a football game. Like in the NBA, whether it's Donaghy with money on the game or whatever, the league's like Stearns, you know, stepping in and saying, hey, make sure this happens, get to a seventh game. You can so much more effectively impact the outcome of a game. Hey, you know what? Let's get Ewing a second foul early. Get him on the bench. Give the other team a chance to cover. Hey, Jordan, third foul's got to sit down. Like, I always thought for a long time, or LeBron, Kobe, whomever, that like an NBA best of seven, like when a team that's in a bigger market is down 0-2, like the Knicks, you've seen the whistle flip in game three. Usually the team who's down 0-2 wins, and now you get an extra game, which means more money, more ratings. So I've always believed that that's part of the NBA puzzle. I don't know why I've never looked at it that way in the NFL. Maybe because my team's never good enough to even get, even if they were to get hosed, it wouldn't matter. I don't know. I don't have that sense.
If you bet on these games, if you've got fantasy stuff, there is bull crap happening every weekend, every game. And then when you throw in the Chiefs factor and this type of stuff, there's no consistency to it. I'd have no problem with all calls going through New York or all significant calls going through New York. I have not seen that consistently. I've watched plenty of games where I'm like, well, that call's not right. So not even replay. Like, they're not getting the call right. Yet they don't go to New York to get it corrected. So how come those calls can stand? But against the Chiefs, all of a sudden they're going to New York and saying, hey, you know what? That play doesn't count. Like, I find that bullcrap. And if the Chiefs lose that game, then all of a sudden the Chiefs, you know, their record could be, and maybe it's not going to be so good for Kansas City, who's trying to fight to get their season back on track. I'm not saying that that particular play was fixed. I'm saying I can make a case for it being fixed.
Yep.
When you look at the Chiefs being 2-4 versus 3-3,
yep.
That's a huge, huge difference for the league. A league that has had players get suspended for gambling on the game. Like, these are not all of a sudden conspiracy theories anymore. There is reality that has taken place in the NFL that is hard to argue against.
I'm also not a conspiracy theorist. I don't really latch on to that stuff. Not that I don't find some of it interesting. I just generally don't really believe most of that. So let me ask you this. If you're of the mindset that you think on some level there's a fixing element or whatever, you think that's coming out from the commissioner? So specific to that call, if you really think the NFL's fixed a little bit.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Is that Goodell saying make sure the Chiefs aren't an 8-win team and there's no playoffs for Mahomes and the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, now this is nuts. And I'm not saying I believe this, but conspiracy theorists would believe this. And I'm at this point, it's hard to argue definitively one way or another against it, right? It's hard to argue definitively when the same crap keeps happening and favoring one specific team that clearly benefits the league. So yeah, the way that it might work is, hey guys, if there's a call, let's just make sure we get everything right, especially if it pertains to favoring the Chiefs. And if there's a way, you know, to go halfway on it, I'm not telling you which way to lean, but do the math.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that.
It sounds ridiculous, but If I,
I don't think it sounds ridiculous. Okay. I just don't believe it, but I don't think it sounds ridiculous.
Well, if I were to tell you years ago referees are fixing the NBA, now I'm going back many years, you'd be like,
before
come on,
Donaghy, right?
Yeah, come on, dude. Referees, referee was cheating, obviously, impacting the game, fixing the games. Players have been caught shaving points and doing
for
things.
For sure.
Football,
oh, yeah.
Football and basketball.
Boston College back with the mob up in Providence, Rhode Island, and I think that was the late 70s, early 80s. But some of the CCNY teams in the 50s here in New York City, they were, like, forget about, like, St. John's back then. You had some of these smaller schools that were banished that used to, they were dominant. So, no, point shaving, when you get the mob, you know, back then the mob, I mean, they'd get their hooks in you. I think it's been cleaned up a little bit, but I don't know for sure. What I also do think, though, is that it's become a lot harder to officiate everything. Number one, you know, football in 2025 versus football in the 1970s, guys are bigger, stronger, faster now, more dynamic athletes, more shots downfield, more rules changes, where back in the day you can basically come across the middle and smash somebody like Iron Mike Sharp with that thing around his wrist. Now you can't, so I just think there's a lot of shades of gray. I don't have the perfect answer, but I don't think it's fixed, but I don't know.
BT and Sal and the Fam, we'll take a break. When we come back, we should be hearing from Aaron Boone, addressed the media for the first time, you know, in the aftermath of the Yankee season going home, and then, of course, you know, Yankee season ending, they go home, and then Brian Cashman will follow Aaron Boone. We'll play a little BT and Sal bingo as well. Got our cards ready in front of us, so stay tuned for that. BT and Sal on the Fam.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.